as that most brilliant star rose, which comes the surest herald of the light of early dawn, the sea-borne ship drew near the island. Now in the land of Ithaca there is a certain harbour sacred to Phorcys, the old man of the sea. Here two projecting jagged cliffs slope inward toward the harbour and break the heavy waves raised by wild winds without. Inside, without a cable, ride the well-benched ships when once they reach the roadstead. Just at the harbor's head a leafy olive stands, and near it a pleasant, darksome cave, sacred to nymphs called naiads. Within the cave are bowls and jars of stone, and here bees hive their honey. Long looms of stone are here, where nymphs weave purple robes, a marvel to behold. Here are ever-flowing springs. The cave has double doors, one to the north, accessible to men, one to the south, for gods. By this men do not pass. It is the immortals' entrance. Here they rode in, knowing the place of old. The ship ran up the shore full half her length by reason of her speed. So was she driven by her rower's arms. The men then left the timbered ship and came ashore, and straightway took Odysseus from the hollow ship, him and his linen sheet and bright-hued rug, and set him on the sand, still sunk in sleep. They also brought the treasure out, which the Phaeacian chiefs gave him at his departure, prompted by kind Athena, and laid it all together by an olive trunk, a little off the road, for fear, before Odysseus woke, some passer-by might harm it. Then they departed homeward. Nevertheless, the earth-shaker did not forget the threats with which at first he threatened great Odysseus. But thus he asked the purposes of Zeus. O Father Zeus, no more shall I be honored among immortal gods, if mortal men, the people of Phaeacia, honor me not, though men of my own kin. For I had meant that through much hardship Odysseus should return. I never tried to cut him off from coming altogether, because you gave him once a promise and confirmed it with a nod. Yet these Phaeacians have borne him through the sea on their swift ship asleep, and set him down in Ithaca, and given him glorious gifts, such stores of bronze and gold and woven stuffs as Odysseus never would have won from Troy itself, had he returned unharmed with his due share of spoil.